Good morning. It is the weekday wake-up, Swift 98 and The Spur. It's all part of the SVI Radio Network heading into this hour's guest interview segment. And it is Occupational Therapy Month during the month of April. So today from South Lincoln Medical Center, I have Trent Sobiak. He is a physical therapist, and Lexi Edstrom is an occupational therapist, both working at South Lincoln Medical Center. Trent, Lexi, good morning. How are you guys today?
Good morning. How are you, Duke?
Doing well. Well, let's start with you as a physical therapist. Tell us about your background, where you're from, where you went to school, and what led you to South Lincoln Medical Center.
Yes, I'm originally from Colorado Springs, Colorado. I did undergrad at Colorado State for 4 years before moving to North Carolina. I attended Campbell University, got my doctorate in physical therapy. Before deciding I wanted to move back west, spend some time around mountains. I love a little bit of fly fishing, hiking, and camping. So I made my way to Evanston. I worked in Evanston, Wyoming for a couple of years before the opportunity to become the director of rehab here at South Lincoln. And it was a great opportunity for me to build my professional career. So I'm happy to be part of the South Lincoln community and being able to serve the community around here.
Well, those of us in Wyoming, I hope we don't hold the Colorado State thing against you too much. I guess it's okay.
I've learned that there's a little rivalry there, and I got to get used to having a little criticism along the way.
No, it's all good. No, appreciate your time, and happy to have you in Lincoln County. Lexi, how about yourself? Tell us about you, where you're from, and what led you to South Lincoln Medical Center in occupational therapy.
I'm from Nebraska, and I went to school at College of St. Mary and got my master's degree there in occupational therapy. My first job actually is out here, so glad to be out here. It's nice to be able to go hiking and see all the great scenery, so it's been pretty good.
So I guess my first question out of the gate for both of you is physical therapy and occupational therapy. What's the difference when people see PT and OT? What are they seeing?
So occupational therapy kind of just helps people function, in all environments. So at South Lincoln Hospital District, we have, more inpatient setting and then, outpatient, and we do a little bit of home health in the nursing home. So with OT and outpatient, it's a little bit more upper extremity based, the hand, the wrist, elbow, shoulder, anything. If you've had a stroke or something and it's impacting your functional performance at home or at work, we can help with that. And just basically getting you back to doing what you need to do every day. We also provide pediatric care that works towards just meeting the developmental needs as well.
So the way I like to think of it, Duke, is that physical therapist looks at improving joint range of motion, strength, in order to be more successful at a task. And Lexi's breaking down those tasks and working with individuals on how to accomplish activities of daily living, per se, is one example. And that's being able to get into the shower and bathe yourself, or being able to get dressed. The physical therapist is making sure they have the foundations to do that, and Lexi, as an occupational therapist, is working through those tasks.
Excellent. So again, we're speaking with Trent Sobiak this morning and Lexi Edstrom in the therapy department at South Lincoln Medical Center. April is Occupational Therapy Month, so we do have Trent and Lexi on with us today. So Trent, let's dive into more of what you do then, starting with you. Tell us what do you help patients with, maybe some of the most common tasks that you do as a physical therapy on a day-to-day basis at South Lincoln Medical?
Yes, I'd say the most common perception of physical therapy is to seek us out after you've had a surgery. So kind of one of the most common ones is like knee replacement or a hip replacement or a surgical rotator cuff repair, let's say. And you have to come to rehab afterwards to get yourself back stronger, get your range of motion, in order to do everything that you enjoy doing. I not only do that, I also look at making sure we can prevent future injuries. So even something as simple as a sprained ankle, or we've all had back pain and we just kind of tweak our back. I love working with patients in that kind of phase of rehab because I'm just providing them the tools to reduce the risk of future injuries. So some of the stuff we work on here is orthopedic rehab. So that's the post-op, after a surgical intervention. You come to me and I'm trying to make you stronger and move better. We do sports rehab. So I love working with athletes around the Kemmer area to just maximize their performance and to reduce their injuries during the sports season. We do post-op joint replacement rehab, low back pain, injuries to the shoulders, specifically the rotator cuff is a common one. I also look at concussion management. After somebody has had a concussion, are there symptoms that are driving their continued headache or dizziness, and then trying to get them back either onto the field or being able to get back to work or the classroom. We do balance training and falls prevention. And I also took a continuing education courses that looked at dry needling. That's a newer technique that uses acupuncture style needles, and we're trying to get muscles to relax. So it's a good technique that I've been trained in to reduce muscle and joint pain.
Let's Trent, let's keep it with you. And while we're talking about dry needling, I've seen this before, and I got to say, for someone that's not familiar with it, you say it's trying to get your muscles to relax. The sound of this makes it not very relaxing, right?
I mean, right, absolutely. People do have a great fear of needles, and the dry needling can be something that tends to do the opposite of relaxation.
So tell us exactly how this works and maybe why it's not as painful as it might sound on the surface.
Right. Not going into too much science and trying to break it down a little bit. The way I like to describe it to my patients is that your brain tells every muscle in your body how much tone or how much to hold on to in order to accomplish different tasks, different movements. Sometimes after injury or during pain, we get a faulty signal, or that we're ramping up the brain's communication to a particular muscle. We've all been sitting at work, maybe in front of the computer after a long day, and we're jamming our shoulders up towards our ears, and we're just stressed out about a situation. We feel that achiness on the top of our shoulders. Sometimes it can be stress-related. Sometimes there can be we slept wrong and we had an injury to the neck, per se. And we just try to use the dry needling. So we take the needle and we're going into the muscle. It's a very small needle. And we're trying to reset that communication from the brain to that muscle to tell it it's okay to relax a little bit more. And the needle mechanically into the muscle resets that signal.
Gotcha. All right. So we're speaking this morning with Trent Sobiak. He's the director of rehab at South Lincoln Medical Center, and Lexi Enstrom, a occupational therapist within South Lincoln Hospital District as well. Thank you both for your time. Lexi, let's end with you, and maybe tell us, how does someone get in touch with you guys and start going down the path of therapy services?
So just basically go talk to your primary care physician or any physician, and ask for a referral for either occupational therapy or physical therapy. And then you can get in touch with us and we'll schedule an appointment.
The ways we can help, what treatment would involve, they can feel free to give us a call here at the hospital. 307-800-8752 is our direct line to the rehab clinic. And we're happy to answer any questions that anybody may have.
Trent Sobiak, Lexi Edstrom with Therapy Services at South Lincoln Medical Center. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network.